the next step is to hire the attorney, right? Because we are told that under Iranian law, this is the best way to determine what on earth is going on. Michael, part of the reason that this is so urgent is Michael has been taken to court twice for proceedings entirely in Farsi that he doesn't understand. They haven't provided a translator, right? He's been to multiple court proceedings he doesn't understand. And in order to make sure that he's not convicted of some, you know, made-up offense, you know, it is important that we think it's important that he have a lawyer. And we've worked really closely with the Swiss Embassy and the State Department to identify a series of qualified, in a sense, specialized Iranian lawyers that would be appropriate for a case like this that will agree to represent foreigners. You know, you actually broadcast in Farsi. I mean, one of the things that is so upsetting about this case is that they have now done this to somebody whose actions clearly reflect a fairly deep respect for Iran and its people, right? It is not easy to go from, you know, Imperial Beach, California, to the city of Mashhad. It's for, especially for an American. And, you know, in a certain sense, we think Michael has made clear his respect for the Iranian people, the Iranian nation, by his actions. It is a strange way for a country who is consistently complaining about the effects of sanctions of their economy to attract tourism by arresting foreigners and beating them in detention, holding them incommunicado, and regularly changing in public statements what it is you're accusing them of.